Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Yudches. We're holding on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. We're beginning Bez Hashem, the second parak of Maseches Erev in today. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in honor of the wedding of his granddaughter Margalit Silver and Matan Goldman. Mazel tov to the parents Leah and Yitzi Silver and Stacy and Amir Goldman. And in appreciation of the Daf Yomi shiur, we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're beginning a new parak, and the Mishnah is going to discuss the details of making pasei biraos, of making these makeshift walls around a bar or a be'er in order to allow drawing water from it in order to feed the animals of the ole regalim. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the details of how to set up pasei biraos, and then the Gemara is going to try to identify three different tanoim that seem to argue on our Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to show that in fact none of those tanoim argue on our Mishnah, and that will conclude the halachic part of today's daf, and then the majority of the daf is going to be agadita. The Gemara is going to quote Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, who explains the word diyumdin, the etymology of the word diyumdin that's used to describe the posts that we set up for the pasei biraos. So once we quote that from Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, we quote other things that he says that relate to that shoresh of dalid yud vav, referring to something that's doubled over or something that's in twos, and then other things that Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar says. So in that context, we're going to have a machlokas whether when Adam Arishon was created, or when Chava rather was created, she was created as a separate partsuf, that Adam was created with two forms, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Siamese twins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just separated them, or whether Chava was from a zanav, from a tail of Adam, and had to be built from that. And the Gemara is going to have six rayas in that machlokas in terms of how Adam was in fact created. The Gemara is going to then discuss walking behind a woman, the halachas of whether a person is allowed to walk behind a woman, or what we say about someone who does such a thing, and a number of other interesting limudim that Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar has about learning Torah at night, and certain limudim from Parshas Noach, very interesting ideas that Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar has. So let's begin. We're at Yud Zayin and Beis at the Mishnah to begin the parak. So in the times of Chazal, they used to have lots of be'eros of water, and those be'eros were 10 tefachim deep and were 4 tefachim wide, and therefore they had the status of Rosh HaSiachid. So because they had the status of Rosh HaSiachid, it was ushered to draw water from them and bring the water outside of that be'er, because the behema would often be standing in a Rosh HaSarabim, so you couldn't take water and feed your behema. So the Mishnah is going to explain how to turn the surrounding area around those be'eros into a Rosh HaSiachid, so that you'll be able to be mashke the behemos. And we have certain kulas in terms of how we set it up. Normally you'd say easy, just put four mechitzos around it, but you're traveling and it's not so easy to just build full mechitzos. So we have certain kulas that we have in order to be able to feed the behemos, in order to be able to water the behemos. Now the Gemara is going to say in a few dapim from now that this was only for the behemos of Ole Regalim that we have this kula called pasei biraos. Not only is it not for other things, it's not even for the Ole Regalim themselves. It's only for the sake of the behemos of the Ole Regalim that we allow the pasei biraos. There is a machlokas rishonim whether this heter is only for the behemos of Ole Regalim. What about holchim ledvar mitzvah acheres? What if you're going for some other mitzvah, even in chutzlar? So shitas harambam in the 17th parak of Hilchos Shabbos is that this is mamish only for Ole Regalim. However, Rashi on Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph is going to disagree, and it seems that Rov Rishonim disagree, and they say that it applies for anyone who's holich l'dvar mitzvah, and the nafkamina is, does it still apply nowadays? We don't have Aliyah L'Regel nowadays, so without Aliyah L'Regel, do you still have a din of Pasi Biraos at all? In Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't quote the whole sugya, the whole din. We have all Barak Pasi Biraos. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it at all, presumably because Shulchan Aruch only quotes those things that are nogea b'zman hazeh, and we don't have Aliyah L'Regel b'zman hazeh, and he holds that it doesn't apply for anybody but Ole Regalim. So says the Mishnah, Osin Pasin Libiraos. You can make these posts around Be'eros that you have in Rosh HaSarabim, because in order to allow yourself to draw water from them for feeding the animals. The idea that you could take an Amamikan, the Amamikan, you take these posts, we're going to see soon, that are an Amma on each side, is a very great Chiddush, because normally when you have when you have a parutz meruba la'omed, it's a problem. It doesn't count. Yet over here, you just take these four posts at a right angle and that are one amen by one amen. They can be separated pretty far from each other, and there's way more parutz than there is omed. And nevertheless, we allow that. So Tosus points out that that was only in the case we only allow it because there are dalin mechitzos, meaning a normal Rosh Hashiachid only needs to have three mechitzos on a darais level. But since you're building four mechitzos, because you have four pasin that each go at a right angle, so therefore we could be more makel about the amount of pirtza that there is in between. The Rashba, however, says in the name of the Ravid that the din that a mechitza that's part of Tzmurubah La'omid is problematic is only a din midrabanan, and pasi beros is the tzorach for the behemoth of Olei Regalim. The Rabbanan decided not to be machmir about pasi beros in such a case. So that's the discussion of the Rishonim about how pasi beros is a significant kula, and why it is that they felt comfortable being makel on the parut meruba la'omid. Our ba'ad yom din nira kishmona, that it should be four posts that look like shmona divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands. What does it mean? It's nira kishmona because each post is at a right angle, so each post is really looks like two walls. Rabbi Meir Omer shmona nirim kishnei masar. No, you actually need eight posts, four that are at a right angle, and then four other posts in between them that are just flat posts. So you actually have eight different posts that you're putting up, four in the corners, and then four on one on each side. So arba diyomdin and arba pshutin. Four of them are diyomdin, are doubled over, are at a right angle, and four of them are just flat posts that are placed on each side. Govan asara tvachim, the height of each of these posts has to be 10 tvachim high, v'rochvan shisha, and the width of them has to be 6 tvachim. 6 tvachim is an amma. Now that shear is l'chara midrabanan. You need 6 tvachim. The Yerushalmi explains that even though by mechitzos of a chatzar, that's pasuach to a makam that's asula, all you need is a pas of arba'a tvachim. We learned back on Daf Yudbeis, by pasi biraos, where the chumra mekel with parutz meruba, they had to balance it with a chumra. Since there's this big kula that we're allowing parutz meruba la'omid, so they had to throw in a chumra. And the chumra is that the posts themselves have to be at least six tvachim. So that's what it sounds like from most of the Rishonim. However, Tosos in our Sugyan, Dibra Maskalosin, sounds like the shear is actually a shear min haTorah, that it's not only a shear midrabanan. So, Eva, Ovium Kalshu. Now, the width of the posts could be anything, could be even a Kalshu. Ubeinein Kimloshte Ravakos Shal Shalosh Shalosh Bakar, Divra Meir. How much space can you put in between these posts? So, Rav Meir holds the amount that you could fit is two sets of three cattle. So if you have a total of six animals, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shal Arba Arba, that it's two sets of four cattle, so it's a total of eight animals, which the Gemara is going to do the math. Turns out to Machlokas, whether it's 10 amos or 13.3 amos that are in between the different posts. Kshuros v'lo mutaros. So when you're measuring with the cattle, they should be tied together, not untied. Achas nichnesas v'achas yotzes. And one set of cattle should be facing one direction, and the other direction. So the wide part of one set of animals is across from the head, which is the narrower part of the other set of animals. So you could fit things more compactly that way if you have the wider side going together with the more narrow side. So then you can fit things more compactly. So that's achas. Now, if you want, you don't have to set the pasi biros so far apart from each other. You could put them you could bring them very close in and just make a much smaller area around the be'er, but it just has to be big enough that the majority of the animal's head and body will be able to fit in between the pasim when it comes to drink the water from the be'er. Because we're afraid that if the majority of the animal's body is outside, shemi yimashe chachar behemto, you might schlep the bucket and bring it to where the rest of the animal is, which is outside of the pasim. Mutar laharchik kolshu obluvad sheyarbe bepasim. And if you want, you can be marchik over here. Kolshu doesn't mean a little bit; it means as much as you want. You can make the area of pasim biros as large as you want to make it, as long as you continue to add more to the posts so that you don't have pirzos that are greater than either 10 or 13.3 amos, like we had seen the two shitos in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad beis hasayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't make it as large as you want. You can only make it up until the size of a beis hasayim. I saw my father-in-law at my niece's chasna last night. He said, you know, you keep using the term beis hasayim. You never translate what that term means. What is a beis hasayim? So a beis hasayim means the amount of space that you could plant grain that would produce two se'in of grain, two sa' of grain, which we assume means a space, each beis sa' we assume is 50 amos by 50 amos. So beis hasayim is 50 amos by 100 amos. So that's a pretty large area. So that's how much you're allowed to enclose, but you're not allowed to enclose larger than a beis hasayim. There is a machlokas rishonim. What kind of grain are you planting in this beis hasayim? Meaning different fields can produce, different crops can produce more or less based on what type of crop it is. So the Rambam in Hilchos Arachim in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet and the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shinun Hei assume that it's base Zera Chomer Sa'orim, that it relates to where you would plant Sa'orim, where you would plant barley, whereas the Rash on the Mishnayis and the Bartanurim, Mesechas Klayim, understand that it's talking about Chitim, that it's talking about wheat and not barley. So the idea that we measure, it seems like a strange way to measure an area. Just say 50 amos by 100 amos, that we measure based on the yield of the crop. So the truth is we find that already in the Torah. The Torah itself tells us when it talks about the shear of the value of the money that you need to be poda, a steachuza, that you were makdish, says that an area that you would plant a chomer, which is a core of sa'orim, which is apparently larger than the area that you need to plant a core of chitim, can be redeemed with an amount of money of chamishim shekel kasef. So it's talking about the planting of sa'orim biyad and with a regular zriya that shouldn't be packed together too tightly, but that's how those are the terms that the Torah describes the size of the field. So Chazal followed suit and also described the size of a field based on not its physical measurements, but based on what the field can produce. So Amr lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo Amr beis hasayim el legino lekarpef, that beis hasayim, the whole din of beis hasayim, is only for a gina and a karpef, meaning for an area that's not mukaf ledira, for an area for a garden, for an area outside of the city where people don't normally live. Avlim haya deer, o soar, o mukta, o chatzer. But if it was a place where animals stay, or a place, a deer of, or soar is a place of behemos that are in the city, not in the field, or a muktzah, the place behind the houses, or a chatzer that's in front of the houses, then afilu beis chameshes kurim, afilu beis asara kurim mutter. Then you could be metaltal even a much larger area, because that's hukaf ledira. So then you're not limited to the beis asayim. So mutter laharchik kolshu b'vad sheyarbe bepasin. And therefore you could be marchik as much as you want, as long as you create enough pasin that your pirzos aren't that big, that your pirzos aren't 10 amos or 13 larger than 10 or 13.3 amos, depending which Tana you hold like. So now the Gemara is going to try to identify three different Tanaim that disagree with our Mishnah. So first, Leim Masis and Deloke Chananya. Maybe our Mishnah is against Chananya. Titania, because the Brisa tells us in Pasan Labar, V'chaval Nashayara, V'chananya Omer, Chaval Labar, Avalo Pasin. That the Tanakama says, yes, you can make these Pasi Biraos, but you're not, and you're even allowed to make a rope fence for a Shayara, which is what we learned about in the last paragraph. When you have a caravan of people traveling and they need to stop for Shabbos somewhere, they can make such a makeshift fence, even though it's not Shsiv Erev, even though it doesn't go in both directions. But Chananya says, I agree with the part about Chavalin Lebar, but not Pasin. Chavalin will work for a bar, but you cannot make Pasin for a bar. So don't you see that's against our Tana, because our Tana says that you are allowed to make Pasin? So says Marna, Filuteva Chananya, Bar Luchud, Ube'er Luchud. Bor and a be'er are different types of bodies of water. So the Mishnah only says you're allowed to make pasim libiraos. Biraos is be'eros. That's multiple of be'er and not of a bar. Why is there a difference between a bar and a be'er? So a bar is, Rashi explains, a bar where the water will run out eventually. And the chamur choshesh, that even after the water runs out, you'll continue to carry between those pasim. And the only hetzer to carry is to get water for to be mashka the behemoth, so the other early regalim. So that's why Hananya was only willing to be matir a be'er and not a bar, because a be'er, the water doesn't run out, because the water flows on its own. It's a moving body of water. It's a spring of water. The chashash that it might run out and then you'll come to be metaltel is only by a bar hayachid. However, when it comes to a bar harabim, then we're not chosheish, and therefore you're allowed to make pasim. Tosus points out, for a bar of a rabim, according to Rabbi ben Bava, which we're going to see later on in Daf Chav Beis, a bar is not mutter at all, whether it's shal rabim or shal yachid, because there's another reason to asar a bar. The Gemara is going to say that ein meim of ruim l'shtias adam, that a bar's water is not drinkable for people. So that applies to a bar shal rabim as well, and that's another distinction between a bar and a be'er. Okay, but we'll get to that sugya later on. Ikada amri, another version of the very same discussion, is that it runs as follows. Midaglo katani chananya amar osim chaval nabaru pasim le be'er mechal del chananya lo shno bar velo shno be'er chavalin in pasim lo. From the fact that chananya does not say that you can make chavalin for a bar and pasim for be'er, it sounds like according to chananya both a bar and a be'er are the same, that you're only allowed to make chavalin, you're only allowed to make a rope mechitza, but you're not allowed to make pasim. So lema masisim delo kachananya, and therefore our mission is against chananya. So he said, nah, feel the same with chananya. Lamai de kamar tanakama, kama hadulei. What the tanakama was talking about, chananya was responding to. So the tanakama was talking about a bar, so chananya responded. Tanakama said that pasim work for a bar, and therefore he said that, no, they don't work. But he was not talking about a be'er that the tanakama was not speaking of. So he's molded that a be'er, the pasim will work, which is what our Mishnah said. So although he argues on the tanakama, in this brisa, he does not argue on our Mishnah. Chananya conforms perfectly to our Mishnah. Now the Gemara moves on to a second Tana, who maybe is against our Mishnah. Lema Masnisin, Delok Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah maybe is against Rabbi Akiva, Ditnan, because we're going to have a Mishnah later on, Echad Be'er Rabin, Ubar Rabin, Be'er Yachin, Oslan Pasin, both a Be'er and a Bar of a Rabin, and a Be'er of a Yachin, are eligible for Pasin Biraos, Aval Bar a Yachin, Oslan Mechitza Kavah Asar Tzvachin. If it's a bar that's owned by an individual, you need a real mechitza, divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'iluacha katani libiraos, libiraos in the baros lo. Yet our Mishnah says you're only allowed to make pasi biraos. Doesn't say anything about a bar. Sounds like a bar, whether it's shal yachin or shal rabim, it's problematic. Rabbi Akiva had no problem making pasim for a bar of a rabim. So that seems to be against our Mishnah. So says we're nah, filutem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva fits our Mishnah fine. Be'er mayim chayim de psikalei lo shod ram lo shod yachid katani bar mechunasin de lo psikalei lo katani, that since by a be'er, which is of mayim chayim, that's something that that is across the board, you're allowed to make pasi biros, no pun intended, you're allowed to make pasi biros whether it's rabim or yachid, you're allowed to make pasi biros for a be'er, so therefore he just the Mishnah just says biros, it talks about be'er, but since a bar is a more nuanced din, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're only allowed to make the pasim for a bar shal rabim, not a bar shal yachid. So the Mishnah didn't give the example of a bar because that's too complicated. That's more detailed. It just gave the example where you could say it across the board. And now finally, a third Tana that might be against our Mishnah. Leim masnisin, delok Rabbi Ben Bava. Our Mishnah might also be against Rabbi Ben Bava. Ditnan, Rabbi Ben Bava, Omer, Enos, and Pasin, Elibera, Rabin, Bilvad, Hiloach, Kasani, Libiraos, Loshon, Dram, Loshon, Diachid. Rabbi Ben Bava says you're only allowed to make Pasim for a Be'er of a rabbim, but our Mishnah spoke about pase biraos plural, which sounds like multiple types of be'eros, not only shal rabbim, but even shal yachid. So that seems to be against Rabbi Ben Bava. Says we're not. If you take Rabbi Ben Bava, my biraos di alma. When he says, when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to make pasin for biraos, it doesn't mean biraos in the sense of different types of biraos. No, it means however many biraos there are in the world, everybody who has a be'er shal yachid is allowed to make pasim, but ein achinami a be'er shal rabim rather is allowed to make pasim, but a be'er shal yachid ein achinami you would not be allowed to do it. But when we speak in the plural, it's just because there are lots of biraos shal rabim, so that's why the Mishnah speaks in such terms. Good. Now that we've spoken about what the pasim biraos look like, that it's a double post, it's diyu diyumdin. So my diyumdin says, what is the etymology of that word diyumdin, a double post? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Elazar, diyo amudin. Diyo means two, and amudin, post. So each one is at a right angle, it's a double post. So says Gemara, oh, once we have Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar saying that, let's quote everything Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar ever said, or a lot of different things Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said. So we have a siman, diyo lamnudo shabach zonis beis shas shtein iskalkal b'mida shlosha siman, and it goes all the way into tomorrow's daf. Tanan hasam, so we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda omer kol hashisim peturin, all of the different types of lower quality figs that you would get from an Amaretz are potter from taking maisos from again, even though normally we have a din of a demai, all produce that you get from an Amaretz, you need to take maisos from again, but when you're buying very low quality figs, we assume that the Amaretz already took the maisos from them, because it's not a major hefsid for them anyway, so they're all potter from maisos, chutz mea diofra, except for a certain type of low quality fig called a diofra, where we assume the Amaretz did not take maisos from them. My diofra, what's the from diofra, samru ula ilanosa dio peres bashana. So again, it's that shorish of dalid yivav, which means two. It's a tree that makes that produces fruits twice a year, and that's what makes it an unusual tree. The Rishonim assume, and that's why Amei Aretz don't take maisos from it. The Rashi writes that they're more chashuv, and the Ritva says, no, not that they're more chashuv, it's just that it's a davar tamua, that they produce fruits twice a year, so the Amei Aretz is chasalein, because they're such an unusual fruit, even though it's not particularly good fruit. The Miri says, no, that they're chashuv, because they produce fruits twice a year. But bottom line is, that's why we assume that the Amei Aretz, in fact, do not take maisos from that, and that you would have to be mafresh from the demai. So now to the statements of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. First we start with a statement that relates to that shoresh of Dalid Yud Vav. So Dio parts of Panim Hayil Allah Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was created with two faces. Shnemar Ochor V'Kedem Tzratani, that Kodesh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishon backwards and forwards. So Vayivin Hashem Ksiv, Vayivin Hashem Elokim Esatzela, the Pasuk says that Hashem built the Tzela, He built the bone, Rav Shmuel Chadam or parts of. One opinion between Rav and Shmuel says that there was this extra image of a face that was attached to Adam, not just a face, of a whole body. There was a female, like a Siamese twin, to the male, the Chadamar Zanav. And the other one says, no, Adam Arishon had a tail. And that tail was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to fashion Chava. From the Pashtus of Rashi, it sounds like a Zanav, like you would assume a Zanav like any Baal Chai has, like any other animal has a tail, that's what Adam had as well. And the Gra writes this way as well, that all Chayos have a Zanav, because they were all created Zachar Unikeva. Adam doesn't have a Zanav, because it was taken for the purpose of creating the Nikeva. However, the Aruch writes that it can't be a Zanav Mamish, but it means anything that's Bolate, anything that's Meshuna, Mimidas Chavero, anything that sticks out and is not does not seem to align with the rest of the body, we refer to as a Zanav. So there was some sort of protrusion, but not like a tail, like we would normally think of a tail, says the Aruch. So now the Gemara tries to bring six rayas. Who's right in this machlokas about whether Adam and Chava were created shtei partzufin or Chava was just created from a zanav? So Bishlam nanim partzuf ha'inuduk sevor chava kedem tzratani. If you say that it's a partzuf, so that's why you describe it's described in Tehillim as a chava kedem tzratani, that Adam Rishon was created with shnei partzufim. Elman diyamar zanav maya chava kedem tzratani, but if it was just a tail, what does it mean a chava kedem tzratani? So k'd Rabbi Yami, damar Rabbi Yami, achor l'maisa bereishis, that Adam was last in maisa bereishis, but v'kadem l'pranis, but was first to be punished when punishment has to be meted out. Why was Adam last in maisa bereishis? That's the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara tells us that Adam was nivra be'erev Shabbos, so that Minim would not be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a shutaf in maisa bereishis. That if Adam was created before everything else was created, everyone would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a partner to help create everything else. Or the Gemara says, if a person feels like a Baal Gaiva, he'll be able to contemplate the idea that Yatush Kadmucha, that even a gnat was created before him, so he shouldn't have any sense of Gaiva. Or Kadeshi Kanis L'mitzvah Miyad, he should right away come into the world and be able to experience a Shabbos, be able to experience the mitzvah of Shabbos. or k'dei sheikanis l'su'uda miyad, that he should be right away be able to have a su'uda. So those are the different explanations that the Gemara has in Masech Sanhedrin. But anyway, that's what Achra B'Kedem might mean if in fact Chava was from the Zanav. Second Raya, Bishlam Achra L'Maisa B'Reishas Dlo Ibri Ad Mali Shabbata. I understand Achra L'Maisa B'Reishas. Well, this isn't actually a second Raya, but the Gemara says, I understand very, there's a follow-up of the first one. I understand that he's last in Maisa B'Reishas because he's only created on Friday. Ela Kadem L'Pranus, when you say that he's the first one to be punished, Maihi, what does that mean exactly? Say Ilema Mishum Klala, if it's because of the Klala, that after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, that Adam was punished first, look at the Pesukim, Adam was not punished first, the Nachash was punished first. Ella Lemabul. No, when it came time for the punishment of the Mabul, Adam is mentioned first. Tichsiv, Ve'imachas Kola Yikuma Shal Pnei Adam, Ahadama, Me Adam Viad Behema. That Adam was punished before Behema. So now the Gemara says, Raya number two, in terms of who's correct, in Shnei Partsufin or Zanav. Bishlam, Elamand Yamar. Parts of Haina Dixiv, Vayitzar, Trein Yudin. I understand why it has two Yuds in the word Vayitzar if there was a double Yitzira. Elamaniam or Zanav, but if you're going to say that as a Zanav, my Vayitzar, why do we have two Yuds in the word Vayitzar? Because Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Dam Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Oili mi Yitzri, Oili mi Yotzri. It describes a person's constant battle of the Yetzer Hara, that he feels that if he that the Yetzer Hara is always going to bother him as long as he's over the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and if he gives into the Yetzer Hara, then Oili mi Yotzri, then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to have problems with him because he's not doing the Ratzon Hashem. Raya number three, Bisham Laman Diyamar parts of Haynu Duxiv Zachar Nekev Abraham. The Lashon Zachar Nekev Abraham makes sense if it's parts of Elman Diyamar Zan of my Zachar Nekev Abraham. But if it was only a Zan of, then why is it described as Zachar and Akeva Brahm that they were created as man and woman? So that's going like what Rabbi Avo taught, because Rabbi Avo asked the following stira. Ksiv Zachar and Akeva Brahm, Uksiv Bitzelem Elkim Bara Oso. Bara Oso sounds like Adam was created alone, but I thought Zachar and Akeva Brahm that they were created together. So Betchila also Makshav Livra Shnaim, Lubsof Livra Ela Echad, that originally was all of the Makshav of Akrush Baruch Hu to create two, but ultimately he only created one. So when it says Zachar Nekev Abraham, that's talking about that which was Allah b'machshava, but not that which actually happened. So what does it mean? A Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks about doing things and then says, nah, that's a bad plan. Maybe I'll think of a different plan. So there's a Rashba in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach, where he says it does not mean that there's such a thing as Chazara, Eitzel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu changes his mind. It's Divrei Agados that explain the Chachmas Hashem to say that everything is created with Hashkacha in the absolute shlemus. And Kaviyachal, the Bria was made with a tremendous amount of hisbonus, with a tremendous amount of thought, and with a tremendous amount of Chachma. So meaning one might say that it's a better idea to create Shnayim, to create two at one time, and Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chachma was Gozer, that's in fact not the best idea. That's what it's trying to tell us. Not that Kodesh Baruch Hu thought to do it, but that you might think, oh, maybe this is wiser. No, you should realize that the way Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything was with the ultimate wisdom. That's how the Rashba understands. Now, the Gemara sounds like, if you say that the Tzela is a Partzuf, the pasuk Zachar Nekev Abraham is just describing how man was actually created. If you say it's a zanav, then it relates to that which was Allah b'machshava. It's not so clear that that's the case though, because the Gemara in Maseches Ksubas and Daf Chesam and Aleph has a machlokas whether by a chuppah you say the brach of Yotzara Adam and Asher Yotzaras Adam B'Tzalmo. Both brachos that seem to both be about Yitzira. So the Gemara suggests that the machlokas is whether Shtei Yitzirus or Yitzira Achas. And then the Gemara says, no, even if it's Yitzira Achas, still, since it's Allah B'Machshava to create Shnayim, like Rabbi Avohu, so we say a bracha, connected that which was Allah B'Machshava as well. So Rashi explains the machlokas, whether Shtei Yitzirus or Yitzira Achas is totally in the machlokas in Arusug, whether it's a tzela or a partzuf, that where Adam, Arishon, and Chava created at one time, or was she a tzela, a zanav, that said that each one was created separately, and there were two yitziros. So according to Rashi, the dechia of the Gemara over there is even if you hold that a tzela is a partzuf, even though there was one yitzira, but nevertheless it was ala b'machshava to have two yitziros, and that lechor is so ser our sugya that if you hold that a tzela is a partzuf, there's no stir in the pesukim at all. Meaning our sugya says that if you hold the tzela is a partzuf, so then bra'am is perfectly natural, and you don't have to say that it was ala b'machshava. The whole word of ala b'machshava is only according to the other shita that it was misanav. So that's what Tosfos points out to ask kashas and Rashi in that particular sugya. Okay, says Gemara Raya number 4. Bishlam alamandi amar. I understand very well according to the shita that partzuf haynu d'chsev vayiskar basar tachtena. That's why it says vayiskar basar tachtena. There was a lot to fill in because an entire body was removed from Adam Rishon. Alamandi amar zanav may vayiskar basar tachtena. What sort of reconstructive surgery had to be done? It was just the removal of a tail. So I'm rav ziv v'itema rav yirmiyah v'itema rav nachum rav yitzchak l'nitzchak l'makam chatach. No, there was still the spot where the tail was cut off, and that had to be closed up, and that's what it means that that's the reconstructive surgery that Kodesh Baruch Hu did on Moshe on Adam Rishon. So now says Gemara, Raya number 5, the final Raya. Bishlam l'man yemer zanav. I understand very well if it's zanav haynu d'chsev vayiven. That's why it says Lashuk. Lashon of Ayiven, because to take a tail and turn it into a human and turn it into a woman, that's building. Elmanu were parts of my Vayiven. But it was only parts of what's the building over here? Look, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, Darsh Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, even Hashem Elokim es Hatzela, Melamed Shekila Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Chava V'Yaviyah La'Adam Rishon, that Kodesh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair and brought it to Adam Rishon with braided hair. Shekein B'Krakayam, Koran L'Klal Isa Bin Yasa. And we see that the Lashon of Binyan is used in describing the braiding of hair, and that's why braiding hair is a Melech of Bona and Shabbos. So it's a violation of Binyan, because Kodesh Baruch Hu built Chava, so to speak, by making her hair braided when she was presented to Adam Rishon. Davar Acher, even Hashem Elokim Amar Rav Chista Varmil Masni Satana Melamik Shebnoa Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeChava Kibinyan Shel Otzer, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made Chava in a structurally sound way. Ma Otzer Zeh, just like if you have a storage something that needs to store other items in it, so it's Rachu Milamata VeKatzur Milamayla. It's wider on the bottom and narrower on the top. Kedei LeKabel HaSaperus, so you could fit more perus in there. Sa'afi Isha Rachav Milamata. So too, when a woman's body develops, it gets wider by the hips, gets wider at the bottom part of the body, so that she'll be able to hold the child. And then Hashem brought Chava to Adam. That Kodesh Baruch Hu became the Shushvin for Adam Arishon. And Mahu Afata tells us that we're supposed to do the same. We're supposed to be a Shushvin to help people come to the Chuppah. That even someone who's a more Chashva person should be a Shushvin for those who are less chashva person to help be mesameach them, and he shouldn't think that it's beneath their dignity. It wasn't beneath the dignity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it's not beneath any human being's dignity to be the Shushvin to bring the chasen and kala to the chuppah. Man yamar partzuf, and according to the shita that it's partzuf, heminay sagi bereisha. So we're not bringing rayas one way or the other anymore. Just an informational point. If there were two back-to-back images of man and woman, which one was facing forward? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Mistavra the Zachar Sagi Bereisha, that when it walked, the male was going forward. D'tanya lo yahalich adam achari yishu v'derech, because there is a halacha that you're not allowed to walk behind a woman on the road. So it had to be that the man was in front. V'afilu yishto, even if it's his wife, he's not supposed to walk behind her. Even that is considered to be on some level a genai. The Marsha explains in Maseches Brachos that it's a genai because it's not derech eretz that the katan should go berosh and the gadol acharav, and he says that Rashi means Ishto is only because of a Gnai, but it's not an Isser, the same Isser as you have by Isha Acheres. Meaning when it's another woman, it's a much more severe Isser. It's an Isser of Hirhurin, that a person is going to be Mistakel. When it's Ishto, that's not the issue. It's just a matter of Derech Eretz. And it's Damna Lo Al Gesher, if a person runs into a woman that by a narrow bridge where only one can pass. Yisal kenel tzadin. He should go when she's not directly in front of him, and try to rush past till she's not in front of him at all. V'kala over achori yisha benar. And anyone who goes by the woman in the river, ein lo chelik l'olam haba. He doesn't have a chelik l'olam haba. So since you're not allowed to go achori yisha, it must be that the zachar was the one that was facing forward. If it was the nekeva that was facing forward, the zachar would end up walking behind the isha. So it's ein lo chelik l'olam haba. A person goes by the woman once in the nahar. So Tosfos Maseches Brachos writes that no, it means if a person makes a habit of that, if that's what a person does all the time, then he's ein lo chelik l'olam haba. But it doesn't mean that if it happened once. This says Tana Rabbanan Mratza Mos l'isha. Similarly, if a person is counting out money for a woman, Mratza Mos means you're doing something slowly, because people count money carefully since it's valuable. That's why Chazal said that you're supposed to daven like you're being Mratza Mos. You're supposed to daven in a way that's like counting out money. So if someone is Mratza Mos l'isha, miyadol liyado or miyadol liyado, one way or the other, b'shul she yistakel, but he's doing it slowly so that he could be mistakel, so that he could gaze at her. Even if he's such a Talmud Chacham like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's still not going to be free from Gehenim. If yad liyad, when he's counting out money and passing to the woman, doing it very slowly so they can be mistakel, then he's not going to be free from Gehenim. Amar of Nachman Manoach Hama Aretz Haya. Manoach, the father of Shimshon, was Nama Aretz. Shemar VaYakov Eilech Manoach Acharei Ishto, because he went Acharei Ishto, so he didn't know this halacha that you're not supposed to walk behind a woman, even if it's Ishto, even if it's his own wife. So again, the issue by Ishto, the Marsha points out, is not about Hirhurim, it's about something else. It's just Stam about Derech Eretz. Not everyone assumes away. Some of the Achronim assume that it's about Hirhurim as well, that a person should, even though it's Mutter to have Hirhurim about one's wife in the right context, but a person shouldn't Stam walk around all day having Hirhurim about his wife. I actually saw a contemporary Posek discuss that issue, whether it's Mutter to be Maharer about Ishto Tahorim, or the Los Asura Achrei Nechem, is that a person should never be Maharer in the Chuvas Vayan David, a Satmar Dayan in Antwerp. He has a whole tshuva about that. So Masr of Nachman Yitzchak, asks the following, Elamayata, if you're going to say that Achrei Ishto is talking about simply by that you're not allowed to walk behind your wife. Gabi Elkana, Duchseveil, Elkana Achrei Ishto. Elkana also says he went to Achrei Ishto. Hachinami, you're going to say he was not Maritz also. So Gabi Elisha, Duchseveil, Yakom Elech Achareo. Hachinami, Elisha also did something wrong. It says, Yakom Elech Achareo. Ella Achrei Dvareo, Vatsa. So no, when it says acharei, it means that he followed her advice. So if one is following his wife's advice, so that's not an ama aretz. That's just a person who's not a fool. So hachinami acharei dvareva atzasus over here also. It means that that Manoach is following her advice. Amar Rav Ashi, Maida Amar Rav Nachman Manoach ama aretz haya afilu be Rav Nami lo kara. And if you want to tanya that he's not aretz, he must have really not learned anything. He didn't even learn basic pesukim and chumash. Tichsiv atakum rivka v'naroseva tikavna la gemalim v'te. Lachna Achrei Ish, v'lo lefnei Ish. It says Achrei Ish, but not lefnei Ish. So you see in the pasuk that you're not supposed to go behind an isha, and he didn't even know that. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Achrei Ariv, lo Achrei Isha. Better to walk behind a lion than behind an Ashes Ish. Achrei Isha, v'lo Achrei Avod Zchavim. Better to walk behind an Ashes Ish rather than behind an Avod Zara. Shami Yimashich, you might come to follow the Avod Zara. Achrei Avod Zchavim, v'lo Achrei Beis Haknesses. Better to go behind an Avod Zchavim, not Beis Haknesses. B'shashem Spalan at a time when the Tzibur is davening, because then it looks like you're being kofar by Hashem. See, when you're going behind an Avod Zara, it's only Chashash Shema that you might come to start to serve it. But when you go Achori Beis Kness, when they're davening and you walk right past it, so right then in the moment you're already making it appear that you're being kofar Bakorosh Baruch Hu. So by refusing to enter into daven. So here's a famous comment of the Leket Yosher, Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, where he says that Bizman Hazeh, we no longer have this halacha of walking behind a woman, because the Yisra of walking by the woman, because the Chazal were speaking in a time where Kol Kavud Bas Melech Pnimah, where you couldn't find women out in the market. It was uncommon. That's why the lashon is paga beisha. That if you happen to see a woman out in the market, it was like an unusual thing. But now, says the Leket Yosher, women, there are more women in the market than there are men in the market. So why? You're not going to walk behind this woman, so you'll be behind another woman. It's just going to, it doesn't help anything. So Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes that Leket Yosher. Rav Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, kol asa Hashem shaya Adam Rishon benidoy. All the years that Adam Rishon was benidoy, holid ruchin v'shedin v'lilin. He sired all these mazikin. Shenemra v'yichi Adam shoshu ma'ashana v'yol b'dmuso k'tzalma. Meklal da'adi'inna la'b k'tzalma olid. That was the first time that he was able to produce a child that matched him. He was a great chassid. Once he saw that Misa, he caused Misa in the world. He fasted for 130 years. And he stayed away from his wife for 130 years. And he put fig leaves over his flesh also for 130 years. So that's the Gemara. When we say that he was a molded mazikin, it doesn't mean that he was with his wife. It means the shechva zera that came out ba'ones. Another statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. You say part of a person's praise in front of him, but the entirety of his praise when he's not there. How do I know? Because the pasuk says that by Noach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Kios Kareisi Tzadik Lefanai Badar Hazeh. He calls him a tzaddik, but that's it. But kulo shalom b'fanav. But you could say a person's full praises when he's not there. Tichsiv Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya b'dor osav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah describes Noach to us. It gives us the entire shevach that he's a tzaddik and a tamim. So that's shalom b'fanav, where the entire shevach is shared. One more we'll do. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, my tichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says by Yonah, when by the Yonah that Noach sent from the teva after the malbul to see if the water level had gone down? So the pasuk says, "Vinei ali zayis teref befia," that it had an olive branch, an olive leaf in its mouth. So why dafka zayis? So Amar Yonah l'Tanakhosh Baruch Hu, the Yonah, the bird, was saying, "Tanakhosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you mizunosai merurin kezayis. I'd rather have my food be bitter like an olive, umusurim biyalcha, but at least be provided directly by you. Vayu musukin kedvash utulim biyad basar v'dam, rather than to be sweet like honey, but up to a man to provide with me, to provide me with. Ksiv hach taraf, ksiv hasam hatrifeni lechem. It says hatrifeni lechem chuki, that feed me the food that I need. So taraf is a lashon of mazon. So we see that that's what the Yonah was saying, that I want my mizonos to be provided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not by anybody else. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the statements of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Have a great day. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you.